We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Four people from Missouri are dead after a one-vehicle accident on Interstate 70 in north central Kansas early Tuesday near Abilene. Kansas Highway Patrol Trooper Ben Gardner says the vehicle went off the roadway and rolled over. The cause of the accident wasn't immediately known, but snow was causing slick roadways in many parts of the state. The Highway Patrol identifies the victims as 47-year-old Lisa Luft, 20-year-old Brianna Luft, 14-year-old Ariel Luft, and 18-year-old Selena Senzi, all from Kearney, Missouri. Video images of a Wichita boy being severely abused months before his body was found encased in concrete in the home where he lived with his mother and her boyfriend were described in court documents backing up the mother's and boyfriend's arrests.
The Wichita Eagle reports the images appear to show the abuse occurred while Evan Brewer's father was frantically attempting to get authorities to intervene. Miranda Miller and Stephen Bodine are charged with murder in the death of Miller's son, 3-year-old Evan Brewer. Evan had been the subject of a custody battle, and his father contacted the Kansas Department for Children and Families, along with police, with his concerns. The new DCF leader is calling for a thorough review of the agency. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Two people remain hospitalized after a Christmas crash in South Wichita. Police Officer Paul Cruz says early Monday, a police officer near Pawnee and George Washington Boulevard witnessed a Jeep Cherokee eastbound on Pawnee with a green light getting hit by a southbound Tahoe.
The Jeep was driven by a 29-year-old female, and the Chevy Tahoe was driven by a 26-year-old male. The collision did cause both drivers to be ejected from their vehicles, which were transported to an area hospital with serious injuries.
Investigators believe the speed of the Chevy Tahoe was a factor in the crash. Wichita Police Chief Gordon Ramsey recently told KNSS News staffing is his biggest challenge right now, recruiting and training police officers. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News the city is working on that.
We're still figuring out how we can continue to add about 70 officers over the next 2 years. Of course, our training center opens up this next week, and we'll start a new class of officers that's going to be trained at the new Wichita-Sedgwick County Joint Training Center up there at the Innovation Campus. Going to be great.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning show here on KNSS. After a white Christmas, New England braces for bitter cold. Boston 25 News reporter Jackie Heinrich has the story.
Below freezing temperatures are here to stay for an extended visit.
Very cold. Very cold.
For the next week, temps will stay in the teens and 20s during the day and single digits at night, with the most dangerous dips coming overnight Wednesday and Thursday. Cities around Massachusetts are urging people to beware of the dangers that blew in with this freeze. Boston and Worcester tweeting warnings to bundle up if you have to be outside and urging people to keep an eye on the most vulnerable who don't have a warm place to stay.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve at 10 in the morning now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Very cold out there, but that's really about the only adverse traffic condition. Not really a lot of moisture, so didn't have to scrape this morning. That was good news. Roadways not particularly slippery because of the low humidity, so everything going okay out there on the roadways. The gasoline prices in Wichita unchanged as well. We're still looking at $2.13 a gallon here in Wichita this morning. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It might be worth putting on an extra layer of clothes to start the day with wind chills running below zero, and the high this afternoon only expected around 23. It'll be cloudy tonight, our low in the mid-teens, but finally a break tomorrow and Friday as we warm above freezing, Thursday 38. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently a cloudy sky, 14 degrees. We have a northeast wind at 9 miles per hour, giving us a wind chill now of 2.
2.
2.
2.
All right. We had a cloudy, cold Tuesday across Kansas. Wichita's high temperature yesterday was 25 degrees. Normal high for the date is 42. So, yeah, a little bit cold. This is a Wednesday morning. Of course, feels like a Tuesday for us because now we've been back at work a couple of days, and some of you have as well. This is December 27th, and on this date in 1947, the children's TV program Howdy Doody made its debut on NBC. As a youngster, I can remember this as one of the very first television shows I ever saw or remember, Howdy Doody, with a puppet named Howdy Doody. You could obviously see the strings and all that, but we didn't care. It was a fun show for little kids. Of course, there was Captain Kangaroo at about that time. And see, what else was there? Of course, the Mickey Mouse Club. That was a little bit later on. But Howdy Doody, I think, was the first TV program just for kids. Debuted on NBC in 1947. How many years ago is that? What, 70?
Yeah,
70 years ago. Wow. A Jack Russell Terrier had to be rushed to the vets after managing to glue its teeth together. Owners of the pooch said he was looking extremely agitated and couldn't seem to open his mouth. Pat Finnerty said she knew something was wrong when she and her daughter returned home after a shopping trip. Says she brought him back a treat, and he wanted to eat it, but he couldn't open his mouth, and there was all this saliva everywhere. Then when she looked closer, she saw that he had apparently gotten a hold of some mail and chewed up a leaflet. The vet said that chewing the leaflet and had turned it into a sticky wallpaper-like substance inside his mouth, which glued his teeth together. A little doggy dentistry did the trick, and Oscar has made a good recovery. A Jack Russell Terrier is anything like a rat terrier, and they are, except their legs are shorter. They're a different dog, but they have a kind of a similar personality. But they will, especially a young one, will eat just about anything. They will and usually ingest it pretty well. All right, Jack Russell named Oscar, gluing his teeth together.
And I can add something in traffic now.
What have we got in traffic?
All of a sudden, some of the retailers are changing their prices this
really?
Morning.
Up.
Up.
They're
indeed.
Going up.
That's right.
I think we saw this might happen. Go ahead.
Yeah, some of them still down as low as around 213, but all of a sudden now we're starting to see a couple of the stations switch to 229.
Wow. So they're not messing around.
No. So
and just when I'm down to an eighth of a tank of gas.
I filled up yesterday.
You lucky. All right. So
it worked out for me, but
big headline this morning. If you're heading out the door.
That's right. We're starting to see those gasoline prices change. There's going to be some places out there you're still going to catch anywhere from 219 to 213.
Yeah, there's going to be some lagging and whatnot.
But that's right, but they're starting to go up today. So.
All right. Well, you heard it right here with Steve and Ted. We warned you.
Uh-huh. Right. Thanks to traffic checker Pat for giving me a call.
Pat.
Uh-huh.
Right. Authorities say a wrapped present that turned out to be a fruitcake temporarily halted service at a Seattle ferry terminal while police investigated. Washington State Patrol Trooper Kevin Fortino says troopers were notified Tuesday that a suspicious package was found beneath a Christmas tree in the pedestrian waiting area. Fortino says the package was deemed suspicious because it was unmarked and was the only gift under the tree.
Mm.
So they evacuated the terminal. They kept all inbound ferries away for about a half hour while the police bomb squad investigated. And what was the potentially dangerous item? A fruitcake.
Okay. Question. Has anybody made a fruitcake in the last half decade?
Well, somebody made one because there was one. It could be an old one, too.
It could have been one that's been left around.
I understand. People still like them. I never have cared for them myself.
But I understand the joke, but I don't think I've ever seen an actual one. I don't know if they exist.
Yeah, I've tasted them. You know, they're not. People joke about them.
Right.
They are what they are. You can eat them or not eat them. Don't like them or don't like them.
I just, in my entire lifetime, I've never experienced one.
There are a lot of jokes, Christmas time especially.
Yeah, and I've heard the jokes. I mean.
Yeah. All right, it's a back to work. I was going to say back to work Tuesday for many of us, at least it was. Today's Wednesday. Others seem to be taking some year-end time off.
We're seeing some folks around here at the Intercom radio stations taking some year-end time off. And I'm
well,
sure
technically, we're not seeing them because they're not here.
I mean, we are experiencing that they're not here.
You're right.
The void is obvious to us that other people are not in the building. On the other hand, we're busy down here.
That's
we
true.
We got plenty to do.
I think the three of us are the only ones in the building right now.
Could be. We'll have to check that out. But you know what? I know that what we do every morning, if you're a regular listener, I know this sounds like it's really kind of loosey-goosey, kind of fun and all that. But, you know, this thing is planned.
Yes.
It is programmed, and everything we do we do it for a purpose in a certain place at a certain time. And we got these, you know, I was talking to somebody the other day, you know, our deadlines come about every two to 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Constantly.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't miss them. You have to be here. Other formats, music formats, you know, yeah, okay, let's play three songs in a stop set, and 25 minutes later, you come back to the microphone.
Right.
Not that way.
No.
With this kind of format, especially with Steve and Ted. We stay busy. Anyway,
that's not what we have to do.
We're taking you behind the scenes there a little bit. I know, okay,
I thought yesterday was National Whining Day.
Yeah, well, I can whine every day. I'm good at it, you know. I've got my son-in-law as an accountant, so he's staying busy. He's not taking a break.
Nope.
All the kids in the schools are all taking a break.
I got to say, I'm not seeing as much traffic on the Wichita roadways the last couple of days.
I did. Coming in this morning, it was heavier than yesterday. So maybe they were just going home after their night of debauchery around us.
Yeah, that's probably what you were seeing.
Yeah.
The bar traffic.
This just this cold weather, man. This is something else. And it's going to take a little getting used to. It really is. So have patience. My wife and I headed out the door yesterday afternoon to do something, and she just about collapsed. Now, I had been out in the afternoon. I put on my sweats and went for a run. It was 20 degrees.
Mm.
And the only drawback, really, is my face got cold, because the rest of your body, when you're moving under that, under wrap, not bad.
I just try and think back to August and think how much worse I hate that than I do when it's cold like this.
So I hate real hot, and I hate real cold, so... Well, I just like to be right there in the middle. Okay. All right, KNSS News Time now coming up on 6:18. Ted Woodward's here with Leadoff Sports this morning. And, hey, if this was indeed Bill Snyder's last bowl game, he went out on a high note, right, Ted?
Sure do. We don't know if Coach Snyder will be back or not, but last night was certainly a fun night for Kansas State fans. Well, the second half was fun. First half was pretty boring. Kansas State was down 17-7 at halftime. Didn't do much. But boy, the halftime speech must have worked, because Kansas State came out and dominated this game in the second half against UCLA. The Cactus Bowl last night in downtown Phoenix. You heard the game last night on KFH.
Alex Delton on that run has the most rushing yards in a bowl game for K-State. He's going to run it again, and he gets it into the end zone for a touchdown. Alex Delton off the bench, his third touchdown. And he is going to key a big Kansas State bowl comeback victory over UCLA.
Kansas State outscored the Bruins 28-0 in the second half. Complete domination. Kansas State rushed for 344 yards on the ground last night. And finishing up the season, winning five of their last six. They finished the year at 8-5. First time they've won back-to-back bowl games in 17 years. Quarterback Alex Delton coming off the bench for 158 yards on the ground, a career high. He was named the Cactus Bowl Offensive MVP, accounted for three touchdowns on the ground and one touchdown passing. Big night for K-State. And the Cactus Bowl Defensive MVP, sophomore Denzel Goolsby out of Bishop Carroll High School in Wichita. Recovered, had a big forced fumble and recovery in the third quarter that led to K-State's go-ahead touchdown. Kansas State had 344 yards on the ground. Bruins had 69.
Oh,
and
okay.
K-State was nearly mistake-free. The Wildcats had two penalties the entire game. UCLA had eight. And the K-State defense was really good, stopping UCLA 12 times on third and fourth down.
Oh, that's it. Yeah. There's the story.
K-State gets the bowl win. Beats UCLA last night in the Cactus Bowl 35-17.
Oh.
Tonight is the Academy Sports and Outdoors Texas Bowl in Houston. Texas taking on Missouri. Missouri, everybody kind of forgot about them after they started out the year 1-5. Missouri is now on a six-game winning streak, averaging 51 points per game during that string. Missouri is a 2.5-point favorite tonight. Listen to the Texas Bowl tonight at 8 o'clock. It's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. The only time Texas and Missouri have ever met in a bowl game was in 1946 in the Cotton Bowl.
Wow.
Long ago.
Going back a ways.
Of course, the current Texas Bowl is pretty much the reincarnation of the old Bluebonnet Bowl. It used to be played in Houston every year. Yeah, about this time of year. And a happy birthday today to Kansas men's basketball coach Bill Self is 55 today, celebrating a birthday. Born on this day in Okmulgee, Oklahoma.
Did not know that.
Yeah. Happy birthday to Bill Self. He is 55 today. That's sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
621 now. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes talking about Republican opposition to Trump's judicial nominees. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.